Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Up, dog.
Not much. Tired.
Turd?
No, I'm tired.
It's kind of funny how turd kind of sounds like turned up.
For what?
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Yeah, no, this is kind of my first day where it's been like all by myself with nothing really to do aside from self-directed things, and it's been a lot of sleep.
Yeah, it's been a strange past week or so.
Yep.
You want to know how strange it is?
How strange, Chris?
I found a post-it note on my desk that says, Nate Dogg was a Marine.
Okay.
As in Warren G and Nate Dogg?
I mean, Nate Dogg was an accomplished, you know, hip-hop artist on his own, you know, even without Warren G.
Yeah, well, I don't know Nate Dogg's.
Right, but you're referring to their to their iconic collaboration with the song Regulate.
Sure.
Right.
Yep.
So you have this
post-it that says Nate Dogg was a Marine.
Okay. Outside
of
the obvious question, which is, you know, do you remember writing it? I'm going to ask you a next order question. Is it your handwriting? Or is this
it is my handwriting.
Okay, it is your handwriting.
It's a very sloppy version of my handwriting.
Okay. You were sick earlier this week, so this might have been you in a fugue state.
Fugue. I always wanted to be in a fugue state.
Yeah.
Anywhere but here.
Yeah. Fugue state. No, I was wondering if it was a very poorly thought out or sloppily formulated threat.
You know? I don't know. I haven't steamed up the mirror yet, so I'll let you know.
Okay, please do.
You will be the first to know. Here's another post-it that says, Crystal Fairy and the Magical Something.
Fairy, like, spelled like the little bug, magical bug person, F-A-R-Y?
Oh, Crystal Fairy and the Magical Cactus. That's what it is.
Okay, is that a Eureka's Castle spinoff?
No, it's actually a Michael Cera movie.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like on one of these listicles that, you know, the 10 best movies to best comedies or whatever to watch on Netflix or on Hulu or to stream this weekend.
Right.
And I'd never heard of that. So I'm glad I wrote that down. Because I never would have remembered Crystal Fairy and the Magical Cactus.
It's good that you wrote it down because you don't even remember writing it down.
Right. But I found it. I'm saying, you know, I left evidence of my frame of mind.
You mementoed.
Right.
Check your chest, see if there's an upside down map tattooed on it.
What was that called? Waterworld?
No, I said Memento, but then I made a reference to Prison Break, I think.
Hey, new to me.
Yep, you're like a baby. Yeah, no, he tattooed a map of the prison upside down on his chest so he could break out of it.
That's a lot of forethought.
Yeah, it's not like he just decided on a whim. Like, oh, I've got like 30 minutes to kill before the movie starts. Like a break out of that prison was not the MO.
All right, here's the idea.
Okay.
A guy finds a key, and instead of like throwing that key away or giving it to a lost and found, he puts it on his key ring, hoping that someday he finds the lock that matches the key.
Okay.
And he tries it at random times in his life. And then the movie, you know, crescendos or whatever, with him finding the lock, but I don't know what's behind the door.
Well, it's his own coffin.
You think so?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's
that
it.
Really that really just bummed me out, man.
Yeah. That's the only way it can end. Yeah. No, he goes down one of the, like, so every key, every mysterious key that he's found in his life, it opens another door in this long, get smart hallway of doors. And the very last one that he gets to use is, you know, the first one that he found. He realizes, oh, this has been going in reverse order. He opens it. It's like a small little, like, shed door or whatever, opens it. And then inside of it is his coffin. And that's it. He gets into it. Credits. Yeah.
Bleak.
Pretty bleak. I don't throw away keys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I keep them on a ring. That's just like in a box in my house. It feels like it'd be bad luck to throw away a key.
I never heard that.
I didn't pick that up from somewhere. It's not like I went to throw a key away and somebody did, like, a, you know, in the line of fire, like, dive at me, like, no!
You will now have a cursed rectum.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you find the answer inside the coffin. No, I just, you know, even if I don't, if it's just a key that I find that I don't remember what it went to or whatever, it's not from a pragmatic point of view, like, oh, what if I just forgot what I opened, but I still need to open it?
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to pop it on a key ring, keep it in the house. Yeah.
Hey, I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
And I'm gonna reveal some ignorance here, but what's a key party?
Okay, a key party is a thing that swingers did/do. I only hedge there because I don't know if that still happens. I don't know if it's centered around an app or whatever. But the idea is, you know, you've got everybody has their keys, right? There's one
keys to what?
Either rooms in the house or, like, keys to, like, different cars or whatever. It's like a swingers party kind of thing. Okay, so there's one key per couple. Okay, we're presuming that it's, you know, men and women couples, and then, you know, all of the guys, they take their key and they, you know, throw it into the bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And then they reach in and grab out another, you know, they grab a key. It's not going to be their own. It's a key that belongs to another couple. And that is the woman that you sleep with, or, you know, the other partner that you sleep with. It's a way to randomize the person that you swing with for that night or for that party.
So it's like a swinger lottery.
Yeah. I think that it's a little bit like a chore wheel to where it's fair because, I mean, fucking Lawrence, he just gets up on Linda all the time. And it's weird because she's his wife.
That would be weird.
That'd be very weird. It seems it's a little bit like going to a potluck and only eating the dish you brought, you know?
Smart.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I describe that like it's some kind of terrible social faux pas, but no, that is the one casserole dish that you hover over. That is your personal vessel because you don't want to eat somebody else's dander, okay? You don't know what their food safety practices are. You don't know how long somebody else's meat got into the danger zone, okay?
I don't know where your meat's been.
No. A lot of uncovered dishes that have stuff landing in them. No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Hi, I tasted something weird on the salad you brought, and I definitely didn't put any dressing on it. So this is probably sweat that dripped off of your nose or something. No, thank you.
Why don't you have chew this and then sneeze it in my mouth?
Yeah, I just want to just get rid of the pretense, okay?
Cracker dust.
Yeah, so that's a key party.
White trash Tinkerbell. Trailer dust.
Okay, is that another note that you found?
Yep.
Okay.
White trash Tinkerbell. What does that mean?
Is it trailer dust?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it means. Is that okay. Lyrics? Were you listening to country music?
No. White Trash Tinkerbell? That doesn't sound like country to me.
No, that's...
That sounds like hardcore gangster rap.
Wait a minute. Okay, so doing a search for this, ask Reddit, okay? Here's a question. Why do, quote, white trash Americans like Tinkerbell, Taz, Tweety Bird, etc. so much? Okay, this was asked 6 years ago by Raya Patrick. Seriously, is it a source of identity for them? I looked on Yahoo Answers, where most of the demographic hang out, where someone else asked, and most of the responses were insulted at the fact. I'm just coming in here telling the truth, okay? Matt underscore shitty, who has 278 points, comes in and says, I noticed that there is a similar distinct person who likes Betty Boop. Any insight on this?
Or
Spork says, as a half American, or sorry, as a half Mexican, I'm sad that they stopped showing Speedy Gonzalez because some white lady decided it was offensive to Mexicans. Go south of the border. They love that shit.
Because some white lady decided it was offensive to Mexicans.
Yeah. Look at that deep dark mirror, okay?
That's fucking gold, man.
That's pretty good. Deleted says, or how about Looney Tunes characters in hip-hop clothes? Is that theme still around? Why do white trash Americans like Tinkerbell, Taz, Tweety Bird, etc. so much?
I don't know.
Oh, man, deleted. Central West Virginia Redditor here. I think I can explain this. At least in inner West Virginia, where I was born, people are extremely xenophobic. The entire state is content to being isolated and closed off to outside influence. This, combined with poverty being the norm, people cling to childhood memories, such as watching cheap VHS movies all day, air day. He said air day. Was written air day. This will disappear in the next generation, though, with the uprise of credit usage. Cool. Got some Freakonomics shit going on here. You have people in trailer parks on food stamps with iPhones and flat screens and cable television. It's common for poor people to live massively beyond their means, so you'll see, quote, rednecks that are up to date on pop culture of the rest of the country. Good job, man. Hi.
That's thorough.
Hey, ask Reddit. I'd rather you didn't.
That's thorough, Cole.
Yeah. But I do not know what you're referring to with white trash Tinkerbell.
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah.
I can't. I just don't know.
Fenugreek's a hell of a drug, man.
Yeah. You can say that again.
Yeah, it's an anti-nausea, man.
Don't you dare say that again.
You had a sick tummy this week.
I did. My belly went.
Yeah.
I almost died.
No. Yeah. Dehydrated.
Yep.
Get your electrolytes up.
Yeah.
Drink seawater. Stare at the sun.
If I stop, I will literally die.
Mm-hmm. And some microchip. Yeah.
Bumbleflex.
Yeah, I don't have any mysterious post-it notes laying around, unfortunately.
That's why I'm better than you.
Yeah,
I guess
just more you're leaving yourself comedy treasures.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something. Hey Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know, but you suddenly got really quiet.
Oh, might be a Skype duplexing thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, it's 226.
So it's episode number 226 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
I am Chris.
And I'm Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah.
Do you ever imagine like that you're talking to somebody when you do this?
I'm talking to you.
But I'm saying, do you visualize talking to somebody?
No, I visualize looking at the monitor and watching the waveform go, because that's what I'm doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I expected that answer to be much more interesting.
you expected me to play along with you somehow?
No, I expected to find some new idiosyncrasy of yours.
No, I'm not. I don't know.
You just like visualize that dancing baby from Ally McBeal.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka.
Ooga chaka.
Yeah, I cannot stop this feeling. No, I never needed a visualization technique or whatever. That's not like a, that's not a humble brag or anything. I don't know. I feel fine sitting in a room alone talking. Do you? Does that question come
I think,
from a source
I think that
of...
question is on the MMPA, actually.
Testing for psychoses?
Do you mind? Do you mind sitting alone and talking?
Yeah. I don't know. I get no more self-conscious sitting here and, you know, talking to you than I do walking around holding a phone to my ear. It's not that's not a thing that like bothers me or gets under my skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good work.
But you didn't answer my question. Do you have to do this? Is this a dark personal truth that you're
No,
sharing?
I don't. And I just wondered if it was weird.
No, I don't think it's weird. I just think that you're, I don't know. It's a weird question to ask. Wait a minute. Boop, 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 boop. We've got a story. I may need to text you a picture of this. I was looking at the search for White Trash Tinkerbell. The Grapevine Legoland booted a mom and her son over this naked Tinkerbell tattoo. This is a completely naked Tinkerbell who is just kind of taking a squatted or bent posture in front of a light switch. And so she is fucking herself with the switch part of the light switch. Okay. A Roy City mother is claiming discrimination after being kicked out of the Grapevine Mills Mall Legoland for her body art. And she's using social media to win support from noted activists Travis Barker, Yellow Wolf, and of course, Busta Rhymes.
Travis Barker's dead.
No, didn't he just he almost died, right? He was the one who got into the plane crash?
Oh, no, I thought he died.
Is this a Mandela effect thing?
Right. Don't give up your nukes.
No. yeah, that's what happened to Mandela. He gave up his nukes. So Travis Barker is not dead. He was in that plane crash, but he is not dead. On Sunday, Lana Massey decided...
He got burned.
Yeah, well...
That's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, he got burned, so he just looks different.
Decided to surprise her 8-year-old son, a Lego fanatic, with a trip to Legoland. He's overjoyed that such a place exists. So I'm gonna text you a link to this so you can see the tattoo. I just that is very much up our alley. If this was a visual medium, then I would then I would present it to the group now. They really nailed the pink of the nipples. So.
While I'm waiting for this to come through, this is really kind of a thing. I guess, John, did you hear about John Oliver and Russell Crowe having a thing? You know, John Oliver uses his show budget to do stupid shit.
Right. It's like the John Oliver Koala Chlamydia Award or something like that.
Yeah,
I lost my shit watching that section. That segment was very funny.
I did not watch the segment. I saw it in an article.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Fucking funny. The John Oliver Koala Chlamydia Award at the Australia Zoo's Wildlife Hospital.
Yeah. Like John Oliver heard that there were two blockbusters left. They're open in Alaska, but they're in danger. So he decided to get them some of that Planet Hollywood heat. He bought he bought a bunch of Russell Crowe film memorabilia. Because Russell Crowe was doing like a divorce auction. And so he bought all this stuff, donated it to these blockbusters in Alaska. Russell Crowe noticed that John Oliver, did this. And he said, okay, well, it doesn't make any sense for me to keep the money. How can I also get back at somebody who makes fun of Australia all the time? Well, we're going to use this money to set up or you know, to fund a ward, at a zoo, like a veterinary hospital in Australia that studies the effects of chlamydia on koalas, because apparently that is a huge epidemic. And so, John Oliver's taking it like a sport, right? He's a good sport about it. He shared this. It was one of the funniest things. Go watch it. My summary is not anywhere good enough, but we can't just leave it at John Oliver Koala Chlamydia Award.
It's. Hey, speaking of STDs.
Okay.
The new numbers are out for STDs in California.
Okay.
And health officials are worried because there's been a 45% increase in STDs over the last 5 years. Yes, you heard that right.
45%
increase.
Good God, people are partying. Okay.
Over 5 years. Almost 250,000 cases of chlamydia. The highest since before Tom Hanks made Philadelphia.
That famous movie about chlamydia. Okay.
Yeah. So that was actually almost a 10% increase over just 2016.
Like a 10% increase in the rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, there was the highest level of syphilis in 30 years, a 20% increase.
Why? How is it possible that we haven't wiped out syphilis?
I don't know. But the reason that I mean, that's shocking, sure. But a UCLA professor, Jeffrey Klausner, he said, for California to have a steady increase in congenital syphilis is shameful.
Okay.
And I just thought that was a bit dramatic.
Well, oh, like congenital.
For a scientist.
To be hopping up there and saying, doing like moral pronunciations.
Right. But to even more over than that, to put in some sort of, personal equivocation.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, so
but it's shameful. Cool.
I mean, so the word choice there is actually very important. Him describing congenital syphilis, that means like transmission from mother to child during birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Which that pretty much sucks. But isn't syphilis one of those ones that like you can have but not realize? It's like rabies. You don't realize you have it until you get
suddenly in stage three and you're going crazy.
Right. Your nose falls off. You're buying a Merkin. All that.
Yeah. The key is to catch it early.
Yeah.
But many people in phase one and two of syphilis have no symptoms at all.
Huh.
Yep.
So that's
a fact.
My mind is immediately.
Thought I had syphilis once.
You did?
Did a little bit of research.
Cool. My mind is immediately casting about trying to find any kind of like cause for this, right? Like that number is shocking, and what I want is an explanation. What I want is answers, goddammit.
Well, they're pointing to the decimation of public health infrastructure.
Okay.
Including the closure of clinics and sex education programs in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis.
Okay, yeah. I could see that
happening. Combined with the internet allowing for a broadening of sexual networks.
Mm.
And the broader that gets, the more opportunity you have for sexually transmitted diseases to spread.
Yeah, swipe right.
Swipe right.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's an anti-syphilis campaign. Swipe right, lose your sight.
Oh, my goodness. That's good news. Except for African Americans have higher rates of chlamydia. And, okay. Gonorrhea, five times greater than whites.
Huh.
And the ladies on the African American side, 60%.
Huh. Well, yeah, I guess if you're, if you lose access to free and easy resources to go get tested, you're gonna, so stuff's gonna happen.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they just don't give away condoms for your magnum dong.
Yeah, monster condoms for your magnum dong. Yeah, I would have, again, like on that Freakonomics tip, what I want to do is look at the rise of streaming porn and kind of correlate the complete lack of condom usage in that to a rise in STDs as fewer people, as people learn to fuck from you porn. you know, is this causing a thing? Hi, who taught you to fuck? Oh, you porn?
Yeah, it's really actually easy. The trick is you just fuck like there's a camera on.
Yeah, just still doing like bicep flexes.
Like tuck your arm behind you and like, you know, all splay out.
So you got to cheat out to the camera, right?
Right.
Yeah, you got to show.
It's all about angles, Cole.
It's all about angles. Otherwise, it's nothing but anus and balls just going thwap thwap thwap. Yeah.
Euclidean, man. Euclidean.
God, everything's about this fucking royal wedding.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, me too.
Tired. Tired. Yeah. Tired.
I only bring that up because it's all over the webpage that I opened. To tell the next story. Go ahead. You're gonna ask me a question.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Did you get that text I sent you?
No.
No, okay.
I did not. There. Wait. Oh, Jesus.
It's a pretty creative tattoo. I like it quite a bit. It's, you know, it's trashy. It's a bad decision, but it's very, very creative. Okay, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, tell the story, but I'm going to withhold one piece of information. I'm going to ask you to guess where the story takes place. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Woman gets a call from her her young nephew, and he says,
"So it's in the South."
Just keep on guessing. I won't give you any information until I make the reveal. They got this alligator on me, and they saying that if no money is given, they are gonna have him chewing on me. Okay. So the young man, the nephew, had been taken captive. He had been abducted by a 21-year-old man. The demand, the ransom that he was being held for, was $800.
And a bucket of nails.
The woman, you know, demanded proof, saying like, "Hey, let me know that my nephew is unharmed."
Proof of life, man.
Yeah, exactly. What am I, a fool? You know, the kidnapper texted her a photo of her nephew hogtied in a tub with a 3-foot American alligator on its back, baring its teeth. That is ridiculous. That is the only face an alligator can make. You're being redundant. So the police traced the phone, to this hotel. Authorities said that the victim had burn marks on his face and arm, and allegedly said that the assailant, had inflicted those wounds with a lighter. The police, issuing a statement, "It is an outrageous case, but it is clear from the evidence that this young man's life was in danger. This was no joke." The suspect was armed with a large knife. The woman at the hotel, who identified herself as his girlfriend, has been questioned but not charged, being held on a $345,000 bond. Chris, where does this story take place?
Chicago.
No, Connecticut.
Oh, so close.
They got this alligator on me, and they say that if no money is given, they're going to have him chewing on me in a Connecticut accent. So just wanted to share that with you. Obviously, the answer is Florida. But then again, Florida is so obvious that it cannot be Florida at all. Otherwise, why would I ask? But yeah. Using an alligator as basically a method of torture. It's like a mock execution. You got lucky this time. The alligator was corked.
The alligator was corked.
It was a Simpsons joke.
I swear.
I swear. Oh, man. I don't know. If you're gonna keep somebody captive with an animal, like an alligator seems like really like unreliable. You know, like just they get angry on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What animal would you use to keep somebody captive?
Ferret.
Yeah, I was going to do a muskellid too. I was thinking like a skink. I guess a skink isn't. You know, I'd use a skink. Yeah.
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 Definitely.
That'd be the way to go. You're not entertained by the alligator captiveness.
Well, you know, I mean, we've done them all.
Yeah, I guess we should stop. Continue.
Full circle. Hasbro announced that it has got a U.S. patent and trademark for the scent of Play-Doh.
Ooh.
And they're recognizing Play-Doh's distinctive smell with a registered trademark, something rarely issued for a scent.
Can they do that for like perfumes and stuff?
You know, I don't know.
You see enough knockoff like perfume and cologne that has to be unenforceable, right? Like you can't copyright or trademark a recipe, right?
Like, yeah, I'm not exactly sure how this works.
Right. So they've applied for it. Have they been issued? Have they been granted this intellectual property protection?
Yeah, no, it's been the patent, the trademark it's recognized. It's done. But these foodie fox at Hasbro, man, they describe the scent of Play-Doh.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
It smells like sweaty dirt.
Sweet.
No.
Slightly musky.
I've never smelled sweet Play-Doh.
Vanilla fragrance with the slight overtones of cherry combined with the smell of a salted wheat paste dough.
These fucking assholes.
No. I'm going to go through all the Play-Doh in the house away.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't be a party to this.
There was no Play-Doh.
I was gonna say, huh? You just heady fecal overtones on this fine vintage. Yes, most Play-Doh that was made more than 2 weeks ago is now just shitty rocks. But
Frasier spec script.
What?
Young Frasier and Niles playing with Play-Doh.
Oh, damn. And they're trying to, like, out-snoot each other?
Slightly musky. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can definitely...
Call me Kelsey.
Kelsey? He just wanted me to call you Kelsey. Like, is there any more to this bit?
No. Damn it. I was telling Kelsey he's a listener.
Okay.
I assume.
Kelsey, okay. Hi, Kelsey. How's it going? Oh, man. Yeah, it's been probably 25 years since I've smelled Play-Doh. It's not a pleasant smell.
It kind of smells stale and salty.
Yeah. It smells like cum. Hi, friend. You're my son. You're the fruit of my loins. Play with this magic dirt that smells like cum. Hi.
That's a shame.
Yeah. this story is rapidly out of date, but I have to.
Can I just do this old Southern lawyer real quick?
Yes, I'll allow
it. Okay. But you. I'll say the words, but you have to do the voice.
Okay. Is this a professional commission? Do I need to send you an invoice?
I think so.
Okay.
You're slippier. Cole.
You're slippier.
Then come.
Then come.
In a bathtub.
You're slippier than come in a bathtub, I tell you what.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I'm just a simple country lawyer, but I have to say you are slipperier than cum in a bathtub. You got to put down some of them flowers, dog. You're going to slip and break your neck.
If you're going to jizz in your bath, you got to put some of that sandpaper down.
No, you got to take fucking accountability. You can't just use your goddamn head.
Okay? That's why they make water shoes.
Oh yeah, well of course. So that's it's so your foot don't get pregnant.
Somebody get some fucking golf shoes.
I can't get any traction,
in this muck.
Oh, man. So the story is about a month out of date, but I had it, and I think that it's better to do it one month too late than just wait for it to come around again. So the Masters were this past April, right? Watch any of that at Augusta?
I did.
Okay, cool.
I watched it.
Apparently, you know, that calm, just restrained, respectful crowd, that's not an accident. That's actually, you know, that's enforced. There are a lot of rules, you know, golf, like if 75% of the rules of golf and golf spectatorship, it's all etiquette, right?
Right.
And some of these rules are enforced with extreme prejudice, including the fact that there are certain words that you cannot shout. Like shouting in general, frowned upon. Shouting particular words, that'll get you ejected. In the past, people have been ejected for shouting Baba Booey. Like Howard Stern, you know Baba Booey.
Waste of a $3,000 ticket.
Yeah. People have been thrown out for saying in the hole, you know, like Happy Gilmore. We need to go back to Happy Gilmore as the genesis point for this. Okay.
Where is our bad boy of golf?
Where is our bad boy of golf? But this year a new one was added and I have no context for it. So I need you to describe to me what the context is. You cannot or could not rather shout the word or phrase dilly dilly at
dilly dilly.
Okay, all right. So I have the delivery now. You cannot shout dilly dilly at the Masters as somebody, you know, lands a particular shot. Hey Chris, what is dilly dilly?
Because, it's from a Bud Light commercial.
Okay, so it's a Bud Light commercial. I've not seen this commercial. Everybody is just presenting this. I had to like search around to find like the source for what dilly dilly is, because it is presented as though there is, you know, well, just obviously you would know the context. What is the what is this commercial like? In what context is dilly dilly shouted? Because that's like a DQ commercial. That isn't a Bud Light commercial.
They're the medieval themed Bud Light commercials.
Okay,
and it's used by a king and his loyal subjects as a toast. Or an affirmation similar to hear, hear.
Okay.
Huh. It can also work as a greeting, a nod of approval, or an expression of gratitude.
Oh, so they're trying to recycle and rebottle that wada magic.
Yeah, and now you can't yell it at a golf tournament.
Oh, I mean, obviously you can't yell wada.
Thanks, white woman.
Thanks, white woman.
Thanks, white woman, for thinking that that's offensive to kings.
I mean, come on. This is a pretty safe bet that it was a white woman who got upset, right?
Probably.
Yeah. There's a list. There's a list of other phrases that are outlawed here. And I have no idea if this is actually real. This was put out by a network that's affiliated with the PGA. Attention security official list of banned phrases at Augusta National Golf Club. Dilly dilly, Baba Booey. Okay, we have that. Mashed potatoes. I don't
do with a twist.
Right, right.
You can't do the twist either.
You/the man.
You the man.
Right. You can't. You like. They had to cover both. I love Martha Burke. I don't know who Martha Burke is.
I don't know either.
Sweep the leg, Johnny. That's pretty good. if I saw somebody shout that, I can get kicked out. Like, that is $3,000 well spent.
Sweep the leg.
Let's go down here. Free Meek. That's pretty good too. Free Meek would be a very good thing to yell.
And they did. How did the owner of the New England Patriots get Meek Mill out of prison? How does he just walk in like he's fucking like
he's got the like, clout, man?
How does he just walk in there and then he walks out?
Yeah,
Meek Mill. I got all the people in prison. It's like, nah, I'll take Meek Mill.
Yeah. Just, you know, everybody gets one. I use my influence to spring one person out of prison every year.
Can rich people go buy people at the prison store?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, no, it's good to it's good to have some favors you can call in, okay?
Right.
You know, so you get into a bind, you put up the Meek signal, and here he comes.
Seriously, how do you do that?
Yeah. I thought I freed Meek Mill, but I actually freed Mike Mills, and that was okay too. We also have, hey security, can you pick me out of this sea of people? R.I.P. Harambe, nobody beats the Wiz. Drive it, Miss Daisy. and then hashtag anything. So who knows how real that is, but I picked the choice ones. All of those.
I think hashtag anything.
Yeah.
Is probably just a good rule of thumb.
Oh yeah.
In general.
For sure. No, yeah. Absolutely. I will evict you from my house. I will get a goddamn restraining order.
Don't you anything you put after a hashtag is wrong.
Don't you goddamn dare darken my door if you're walking around dropping hashtag heat. So I just wanted to share that with you. Don't basically, it is a list of the best things to yell. Otherwise, they wouldn't make it against the rules. Nobody beats the Wiz.
I'm the Wiz.
And nobody beats me. Chris, you got a story?
I do. I don't know what one I want to do, though.
It's going to be the closer, so bring the heat, man.
I got some here. Economists from the Wall Street Journal and a bunch of other colleges and shit are now deciding that the next recession is going to hit in 2020.
Okay.
And the fact of this that I didn't quite understand was that we're currently in an economic expansion that is the second longest in American history.
Okay.
Has it been good for that long?
For a few people.
Because it seems like it's gotten like exponentially worse.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
Oh yeah, everything's fucking terrible. But I mean,
seriously, it's like my dick's getting smaller.
That's an unrelated issue.
You know, like my hair's getting gray. things are bad.
Yeah.
Plus news.
I mean, I just set the news aside. Like, you just have to look around you, you know?
Yeah, everything. Everything is bad.
All you have to do to establish the trajectory is just look around you. Like, find two data points and then just, like, see how far below the watermark they are. It's just below the waterline is where we're at. No, I think like they may be referring to like, you know, you look at the stock market, and it's like, oh, 25,000. Like, that shouldn't be. Like, no.
That'd be no good.
No, like, it just like that was like a bubble to me. It's just like nothing should get that high without also, you know, swinging back down.
Mm.
Yeah. No, you're right. Everything is terrible. And I don't know. It's hard for me not to do that. Meh, economic inequality, blah, 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 be the fucking parody of myself or whatever.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. But yeah, like shit is terrible, but like they're not technically wrong when they say that it's been a big expansion for a lot of people. It's just not, you know, just not us, you know,
and we're white men.
I know.
Oh, no wonder Trump.
You see?
Yeah. That's what happened. Things got bad for you and me.
and that's how he got elected. Oh my
and
god. The forgotten men and women. I finally get it. Okay. So a few weeks ago I turned libertarian. Now I can't even joke about it.
Hey, never forget.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, let me tell them what they can do.
Please.
Yeah. Since things got so bad for you and me, why not go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv? No, that's, you know, things are fine. But no, go there and look and see if there's any way you can support us that helps out the network and all of that. Otherwise, it's been a while since we've had a rating or review, so I would beseech you to do that. And then tell a friend or talk about us on social media. You know, the usual stuff. There's nothing really special going on right now, so it's hard to point out like a particular thing. Chris, did I forget anything?
No, you got it.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.